And the woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that living water? Are you greater than our father, Jacob, who gave us the well and drank of it himself, and so did his children and his livestock? Yahoo answered, Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. Yet whoever drinks of the water which I give him will never thirst again. The water that I will give him will become through me and the Father's covenant a well of water springing up to eternal life. And the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, so that I do not get thirsty, neither must I come all the way here to draw. And Yahuwah said to her, Go call your husband and come back here with him. And the woman answered, I have no husband. And Yahuwah said to her, You said, Well, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and him whom you now live with is not your husband. Thus you have spoken truly. And the woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you're a Naviah, prophet of Yah. So may I ask you a question, please? Our fathers worshipped here on this mountain, but the Yehudis say that Yerushalayim is the place where people ought to go to worship and receive eternal life. And Yahuwah said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor even in Yerushalayim will you or anyone else know to worship Yahuwah, the Father. You worship the one your tribes have forgotten. We worship the one who we still know, for salvation is now proclaimed only by the Yahuwans. The hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers will only worship Yahuwah, the Father, in his Yeruchah, and in the truth of the covenant word. For Yahuwah, the Father, seeks those who worship him and his original word alone. Yahuwah is spirit, and those who worship him must worship Yahuwah through his Yeruchah, and in undivided devotion, a single eye. And the woman said to him, I know that Mashiach, the eternal loving king of Yahuwah and Yisrael, is coming, and when he has come, he will declare to us all things clearly. Yahuwah said to her, I am he, even the one who speaks to you now. And at this moment, his Yahuwah Matatim came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman openly, yet no one asked, What are you doing? Or why do you speak with her? So the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything that I've done. Can this be the eternal king of Yisrael come to save us? And they rushed out of the city and were searching for them. In the meanwhile, his Yahuwah Matatim urged him, saying, Teacher, please eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. The Yahuwah Matatim therefore said one to another, Has anyone brought him something to eat? Yahuwah said to him, My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to accomplish his work. Do you not say there are yet 4 months until the harvest? Behold, I tell you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are white for harvest already. He who reaps receives eternal wages, and he who harvests gathers fruit to eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another harvests, but both reap the rewards. I sent you to harvest that for which you have not labored. Others have labored before you, and you have joined in the reward for their labor. For that city, many of the Shamarians believed in him because of the testimony of the woman who testified, He told me everything that I ever did. Now, when this older lady, the younger lady, and the two ladies were discussing the book and my beliefs in Hebrew, and they said to them, Well, you say the Messiah is coming. He hasn't set up the kingdom. Look, and I said, but the Messiah is coming again. The Messiah is coming, and he will set up his kingdom. And they said, this is not the truth. And because we love you, and they said, and it was, believe me, it was not a very loving response. They did not say it very lovingly. And so off they went, and I saw the young, slim woman who had been in the first one that I encountered, who was with the other woman who was yelling and screaming in the filthy waters, because that's what it is. It's filthy waters. The Lord had me go down to the Holy One of Israel, had me go down to the Western Wall, and sit and read some more scriptures. And she came to pray, and she's very upset at my presence there. Believe me. Anyway, back to John. Yahuwanan. So when the Shamarians came to him, they begged him to stay with them. He stayed there 2 yoms. Many more believed because of his words restoring the original covenant. They said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of your speaking, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this is indeed Yahuwah's beloved King of Israel, the Savior of the world." After two other yams, he went out from there and went into Galilee. Now I want to, this is what I was reading at the wall. And I want to read this section also. Let's go to Yehohanan 7. Verse 11, the Yehudi therefore sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" There was much murmuring among the multitudes concerning him. Some say, "He's a good man." Others say, "Not so, but he leads the multitudes astray." Yet no one spoke openly of him for fear of the Yehudi. But when it was now the middle of the feast, Yahweh went up into the temple and taught. The Yehudi therefore were astonished, saying, "How does this man know the word of Yah, having never been educated?" Yahuwah therefore answered him, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone desires to do his will, he will know about this teaching, whether it is from Yahuwah or if I'm speaking from just myself. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who speaks the eternal splendor, who sent him, is a man of truth. Obedience to the word is in him. And no disobedience, to the word is in him. So he who seeks the eternal splendor who sent him is a man of truth, and no disobedience to the word is in him. Did not Moshe give you the word, and yet none of you keeps the word? Why do you seek to kill me?" And the multitude answered, "You have a demon who seeks to kill you." Yahweh then answered them, "I did one miracle, and you will all marvel because of it. Moshe has given you a circumcision. Not that it is of Moshe, but of the Father. And on the Shabbat, you circumcise a boy. If a boy receives circumcision on Shabbat, that the word of Moshe may not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man every bit whole on the Shabbat? Do not judge according to appearance, but make decisions using word-abiding judgment." Therefore, some of them of Jerusalem said, "Is not this whom they seek to kill? Hear this, he speaks openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that the rulers indeed know that this is truly Yahuwah's beloved king? How do we know where this man comes from? But when Yahuwah's beloved king, Moshiach, known as Jesus Christ, in Greek English, comes, no one will know where he comes from." Yahuwah therefore cried out in the temple teaching and saying, "You both know me and know where I am from. I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." They sought, therefore, to take him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. But of the multitude, many believed in him. And they said, "When Yahuwah's beloved king comes, can he do more miracles than those which this man has done?" And the Pharisees heard the multitude murmuring these things concerning him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. And this is verse 37, Yohanan 37. "Now on the last and greatest day of the feast, Yahuwah stood and cried out, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the word of Yah has said, from him, within him will flow rivers of living water.' But he said this about Yahuwah, beloved spirit of Yahuwah, which those believing in him were to receive. For Yahuwah, the beloved Ruach Kadesh, was not yet given, because Yahuwah was not yet raised. And many of the multitude, therefore, when they heard these words, said, 'This is truly Eliyahu, the prophet.' Others said, 'This is the eternal king of the family in Yah, Moshiach.' But some said, 'What? How can the eternal king of the family in Yah come out of Galilee? Has not the word of Yah said that Yahuwah's beloved king comes of the seed of David from the Bethlehem, the village where David was from?' So there arose a division in the multitude because of them, of him." Let's go to Yehohanan 8. Already one. Yahu therefore said to him, "Yehudi, who had believed on him, 'If you keep in my word, then you are truly my Yahuwah disciples. Will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.' They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed and have never been in bondage to anyone. So what do you mean when you say you will be made free?" Yahuwah answered them, "Most assuredly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a servant of sin. A servant does not live in the master's house. Yet a son of Yah lives in the house of the master El Yah forever. If therefore the son of Yah makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you Abraham's seed, yet you seek to kill me, because my word finds no place in you. I say the things which I have seen with Yahweh, my father, and you also do the things which you have seen with your father." And they answered, "Our father is Abraham." Yahuwah said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the faith and works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth. That covenant which was originally heard from Abraham did also teach this. Yes, you surely do the works of your father." They argued back at him, "We are not born in immortality out of wedlock, as were you. And we have the one true Father, almighty and loving Yah of all creation, as did Abraham." Therefore Yahuwah, Husha, said to them, "If Yahuwah were your father, you would love me, for I came out of and have come from my mighty loving Yah of all creation. For I did not come of myself, but he sent me. You do not understand my words, because you will not listen to his true word. You are of your father, Shatan, the deceiver, and you want to do the desires of your father, who was a murderer since the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks on his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of almighty loving Yah, he obeys the covenant words of Yahuwah, the beloved king of Yisrael, Moshe. This cause you do not hear, because you are not the true believers in the covenant of Yahuwah, almighty and loving Yah." Then the Yehudi answered him, "Do not we say truth, that you must be a Shemarian and also have a demon?" And Yahuwah answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my father while you ridicule me. I do not seek my own kabod, praise. There is only one who we must seek and trust in. Most assuredly, I tell you, if any person tries to keep his and my 10 and 2 covenant words in my name, he will never see death." And then they said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died and all the prophets died, yet you teach, if a man keeps my covenant words, he will never see death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died as the father of our faith? Are you greater than the prophets of Yah, who founded our faith? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Yahuwah answered and said, "If I exalt myself, my exaltation is nothing. Yet it is Yahuwah, my father, who exalts me in Yah, of whom you, even you, admit is the almighty loving Yah of all creation, Elo Yahim. You have not known him, but I know him. If I said I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. Yet I know him, and I keep his eternal covenant words of life. I know that our father Abraham rejoiced to proclaim my Yaom, which is my day. He did foresee it, and he is overjoyed that it has now come." And the Yehudi therefore said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, the age of the elders, and yet you claim to have seen our father Abraham?" Yahuwah said to them, "Most assuredly, I tell you, long before Abraham came, I already was." And therefore they took up stones to stone him, as the Yehudi added. But Yahuwah became veiled from their sight, went out of the temple, passing right through the middle of them, for the appointed time of his sacrificial act of love was not yet. And again, let's look at Yahuchanan. Yahu is covenant forgiveness. John chapter 10, verse 22. It was the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Yahuwah was walking in the temple in Shalom Ha's porch. The Yehudi therefore came around him and said to him, "How long will you hold us in suspense? If you are Yahuwah's almighty loving Yah of all creations, appointed king of Yisrael, please tell us plainly." And Yahuwah answered them, "I told you, yet you still do not believe in my father's covenant of life. The miracles that I do in my father's name. These miracles testify about me. But you do not believe these covenant words,
You are not my sheep, as I told you before. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give eternal life to them that keep my covenant in my name. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, Yahuwah, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one, Echad, in his Ruach Kadesh. Therefore the Yehudi took up stones again to stone him, as was their wordless law and custom. Yahu answered them, said, I have demonstrated to you many miraculous, wonderful works from Yahuwah, my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Yehudi answered him, We do not stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy, because you, being a mere man, make yourself out to be Echad, one with the Eternal Almighty. Yahu answered them, said, Is not it written in the Devar Yah, word of Yah, Devar Yah, Almighty loving Yah of all creation, says this, You are the children of the Most High. Tehalyaim 82:6. If he called them children of the Most High to those whom the word of Eliyah came, and the word of Yah cannot be broken, then why do you say of him whom the Father sacrificed and sent into the world, you blaspheme? Is it because I said I am the Eternal Son, the likeness, the image of Yahuwah? If I do not do the works of my Father, then do not believe in me. But if I do them, though you have not believed my covenant words, believe in me because of the miracles you have seen through me, that you may know and believe that Abba, Father, is in me, and I live in Abba, Father. They sought again to seize him and stone him, but he passed out of their hands. And he went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where Yahuwahanan was immersing those repenting of breaking the 10 and 2 covenant words, commandments of Yah, at this awakening to Yah. There he stayed many days. Many came to him, and they said, Yahuwahanan indeed did no miracles, but everything that Yahuwahanan said about this man is true. And many heard his covenant word and believed in him and passed into life. And you know, Elah, the second Israeli, young Israeli mother, when she was explaining to me about, you know, I cannot listen to the words and the teachings of Yahuwah. I can't hear them, even though she was reading the book that I had in my hands, and the name jumped out at her. She said, because he's a very, very smart man. We were told he was a very, very intelligent man, and that we cannot listen to his words. That's what they teach them. We cannot listen to his words. Why? Because in his words are life, and they would be instructed in the truth and the way of life. So they stop their ears. I tell you, I wept. I sat there and wept in intercession for all those in the synagogue. Right, I think I'll just end up with Yahuwahanan 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. If you truly believe in a mighty Eloha of all creation, you also believe in me. I'm on my Father's Betayah, covenant house, families of Yah, are many huge palaces. If it were not so, I would have told you differently. I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare one of these palaces for each of you, I will come again and will receive you to myself. Where I am, you may be there also. Where I go, you will know. And even now you know the way. And Toma said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Yahuwah said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, except you be burned up by his perfection and by your sins. If you had known me, you would have known Yahuwah, my Father also. Very soon now you will begin to truly know him and will begin to truly experience him through me. Philippiah said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Yahuwah said to him, Have I been with you such a long time, and yet you do not know who I am, Philippiah? He who has seen me has seen the word of Yahuwah, and in me you see perfectly the word of the Father. How can you therefore still ask, Show us Yahuwah, the Father? Do you still not understand that I am in the word of Yahuwah, the Father, and Yahuwah, the Father's word, is in me? The word that I tell you, I speak not from myself,
but they originate from Yahuwah, the Father who lives in me. That word does his work. Believe me that I dwell perfectly in the Father, and the Father dwells in me, or else believe me because of these very works which you see. Most assuredly, I tell you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and he will do even greater works than these, because I am going to the Yahuwah, my Father. Whatever you will ask, believing in my name, Yahuwah, in Yahuwah, that will I do, that the Father may be praised through the Son. If you will ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my teachings. I will pray to the Father, and he will give you the Counselor of Strength, that you may be with him forever, his Ruha of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it cannot understand him or know him. You know him, for even now he dwells with you, and soon he will be in you. I will never leave you as orphans. I will always come to you when you seek for me. Yet a little while, and this world will not see me anymore, but you will still experience me. Because I live, you will live also even forever with me. In that movement of Yah, you will know that I am Yahuwah, my Father, and you live in me and I in you. One who has my words and keeps them, that person is the one who loves me. One who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him.